With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. And I just bring you greetings from the beautiful Panama City, Panama. We just got off our Sister Locked in Panama 2020 trip, and it was, what did somebody say, an absolute gas, honey. It was really, really good. We are going to do it again, so stay tuned for more information about that. But today, I want to hop on here real quick and just talk about social media common sense. I'm going to talk a little about social media common sense, or what I see as social media common sense. And I'm actually going to have a sister named Chanel Evans on the show very soon to talk about some facts about social media, because in this day and time, it is absolutely important that we understand social media, how it works, and how to use it for our advantage. I mean, I know there's a lot of silly stuff that you see on social media that really has not a whole lot of value to it. And the other thing about social media is you see just these incredible lies, and you're like, wow, who even thinks to, you know, write an article that looks so official and it's all lies? So social media has its downside, and I've really had my personal issues lately with Facebook. No lie. But I do have to say that I have built my entire business pretty much on Facebook, and the other platform that I use primarily is Instagram, and I only started using Instagram maybe a couple of years ago. So I think that in business and in life in general, I think we should always try to think about how we can help others. And if we take the focus off of helping ourselves all the time, you'd be surprised at the help that just comes back to you. So I want to start by talking about how to help others. How can you help your brothers and sisters who are trying to do things like, you know, build their businesses and do positive things on social media? How can you help them? And, you know, you might have some people that say, well, you know, I'm just not that good with social media. Well, if you are good enough to log in and look at everybody's content, it's amazing when you see some people that are on Facebook. And by the way, for those people that don't know, there's a green dot next to your name when you're on Facebook, unless you change that setting. And also with those Facebook stories, it indicates who has seen those stories. So it's amazing, because you see these people and they're always on Facebook, but they never comment or anything. But if you really want to help your friends, all you have to do, if you see a friend that's sharing a post trying to promote their business and you want to help them, all you have to do is hit share. Boom. That's it. Just share it. Just hit share. That's it. Very easy. You can hit share. You can help them by hitting share. You can help them by liking it. You can help them by making a comment about it, you know, just to give it more traction on the format that it's on. And guess what? For those people that are out here trying to build businesses, it means a lot. Just don't see it and, you know, not do anything with it, because it's not that hard. And I'll just say, if you want to help each other, this is how we can do it. You know, if you see your friend sending something, like if your friend sends, you have a comedian friend and they send a really funny video, share it with your networks. How do you think other people, videos go viral? People share and share and share. That's how the viral thing happens. But if it just sits on your page, then it's not going anywhere. And I find it interesting because you are much more likely to share a stranger's post than you are your own friend's, it seems. And I'm not sure, you know, how that works either. And some of this stuff with social media that I'm talking about, if you can help me to understand the other side of it or why people don't do these things, please do share with me, because my brain works a certain way and I just cannot imagine not helping my friends and people that I care about expand and grow their business or get the word out on things that they find important. When you see an opportunity for a friend and you say, okay, well, you know what? So-and-so would probably really benefit from having this information. Another easy thing you can do is just go to the comment, go to make a comment on that post, put the @ sign and start typing in your friend's name. And that way you kind of can tag them in that post and it'll come to their attention. They'll get a notification that they've been mentioned and that will draw them to that post. And do it right away, because once something moves on, it's gone. You know, you ever try to go back to something and can't find it? Yeah, that's social media for you. So those are some ways that we can help others. I'm going to take a quick break right here. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about ways that we can help ourselves. So sit tight. Don't leave me. I'll be right back. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. I'll be right back. Thank you. Lox Forever has invented an all-natural product, No More Tenderheads, that has been shown to provide relief during styling and manipulation of natural hair. Our formula focuses on the scalp, not the hair, and our clients, stylists, and moms all over the country love it. Check out our No More Tenderheads Facebook page for more information, reviews, and videos. You can also find us on YouTube at Lox Forever or give us a call at 540-446-5107. And we are back. We talked about some ways that we can help others with social media, to help others promote their business with social media. Now we're going to talk a little bit about how we can help ourselves. And first of all, if you have a business and you want to grow your social media presence, make sure that you have an individual business page. Your business page needs to be separate from your personal page. That's going to be the first way that you can help yourself. Separate that that personal page from your business page. And there'll be opportunities for you when you set a page up as a business. There's opportunities for you to do things on your business page that you don't have access to on your personal page, such as boost or promote certain posts so that more people see it. And you can boost or promote for as little as $5. And I'm going to let Chanel talk more with you about that when she comes on the show. But if you post pictures or videos instead of just content, unless you can do like, you know, some of the, I noticed, you know, some people do the, if it's just text, you know, make sure it's in a background or something that really stands out, because, you know, people are more likely to notice information that is accompanied by pictures and or videos. Post often, you know, don't just put something out there one time. People do this. They'll put something out there and say, well, it didn't work. You know, nothing happened when I posted it. Nobody said nothing. come on, y'all. You gotta, you know, do it a little repetitive, you know, get out there and people, everybody's not going to see your post. And so I say post often. My advice is to post at least once a day on your business page and then diversify your post. Don't have it all business. You know, find something that's maybe related to your business, but not necessarily related to promoting your business. You know, some information that is beneficial to the public, or just something that is inspiring. You know, people love to see that as well. Ask everyone in your personal network to like your page. Invite them to like your page. The more likes you have on your business page, the greater sphere of influence you're going to have with that page, because it connects you with people who are connected to the page as well. Just gives you more visibility, and that's how people start to learn about your page. You know, maybe Chanel can talk about these companies or these services that just like will give you a 10,000 likes in one day. You know, it doesn't make any sense to me, because I've seen pages and it's like, if your page has 11,000, 12,000 likes, but when you post something, the most likes you get on that post is like 10, everybody knows something is not right with that equation. Okay. Connect with other pages and groups that are, you know, like your business, or, you know, in the same business, so that you can stay connected in the community that has an interest in what you're doing. So the natural hair groups for me, you know, Sister Lock groups, natural hair groups are groups that it's good to have a relationship with, because when you want to do something special, when you want to get information out there, you can post on those groups. And sometimes those groups are very large. Mindful that sometimes if you want to post something to promote something you're doing, some of them will charge you. But promote others on your page. Let me tell you something. I do a lot of that. And that sometimes is the most, you know, traction that I get on my posts. People really like the fact that you're willing to support other people. And so, you know, support other people on your page. Don't be afraid to do that. It's attractive. I like to promote salons that are opening. You know, if you see sisters out here doing the daggone thing, yes, by all means, let your network know that they're doing these great things, because that's what we want to do, right? Keep your personal post on your personal page. You know, I have my, you know, very political, and I have very strong political beliefs, but you will never find that on my Locks Forever pages. Mm-mm. And everybody doesn't get to be a part of Charlotte Van Horn's personal page. So I say keep that, you know, as separate as possible, and use the platforms that complement your business. If you're trying to sell, you know, your hair, your natural hairstyling ability, your Sister Locks business, you know, maybe your makeup business that you have, those are visual things. People want to see what you're working with. Okay. So make sure that you have, you know, maybe Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, you know, where you can post pictures. Like LinkedIn, or LinkedIn is not such a great, you know, platform for things like that. You know, maybe on the business end, but as far as the practical, and you want people to see your talents, it's not the one. So anyway, we've gone over how to help others, how to help ourselves, and then we're going to take a couple of minutes to deal with what not to do. And we're going to do that when we come right back from this short break. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Are you a business owner seeking guidance on how to handle your business challenges? Do you feel alone and isolated in your business and in tackling your business challenges? I'm attorney Siobhan Smith, and please join me on my podcast, Tell Me About the Hard Part, where every week we'll be giving you real knowledge for your entrepreneurship journey. The show airs every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Drop in so we can make sure to give you the guidance you need on your entrepreneurship journey.
And we are back. So now we're going to talk about a couple of things that, in my opinion, you shouldn't do. And number one, don't tag everybody in your posts all the time. You know, every now and then I'll do that if it's something really major. But even in tagging those posts, I mean, like, my goodness, you know, make sure that it makes sense. You know, if you don't know the people that well, or I don't know, it's annoying to me when people will tag me with 99 other people and I ain't got nothing to do with whatever it is that they're tagging me for. Because every time someone comments on a post that you're tagged in, you will get notifications. And that's annoying. So unless you have permission to tag people, especially if you're going to go to that 99 place, you know, make sure that they're good with that as well. Don't post on other people's timelines. Don't push your stuff on other people's timelines unless you have that relationship. I have somebody on Instagram that is constantly trying to tag me in their post. They don't even like my page. I've never, you know, I don't know anything about their shop. And it's just, it may not be intentional, but it comes off as rude. Don't ask people to post for you and to like your page and to promote you if you haven't promoted them. I'll just give you a tip. Don't ask me to like your page if you have not already liked mine. That's it. That's all I'm gonna say about that. So I think that social media is reciprocal, and it should be. This is how we're gonna help each other grow and build our businesses. Not only that, it's a powerful tool for getting the information that you want out there. You know, the important things that you have to say, it's your voice. You get to have your voice. And when you grow that social media platform, right, it's powerful. So I hope that some of this information has helped you today. And like I said, we're going to have Chanel Evans on shortly for her to talk, give you some more information about social media. This was just some common sense stuff that I thought, you know, would be helpful to those who are maybe just starting out or maybe not understand the importance of social media. So with that, I'm going to say, going to get ready to sign off. But before I do, as always, I want to thank my executive producer, Daryl Spears, with East Elite Conversations Life Talk Radio for producing this podcast and doing such a phenomenal job at it. And I want to say, love your locks, love your looks, love yourself. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business, signing off. Thank you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.